Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary. She is Ann Sayers. Wanted to share that weekly conversation with you right now on Experience Wisconsin. Moments of wonder in Wisconsin. We've really got this one, don't we?
The wonders of Wisconsin are so exciting. I'm really glad we get to talk about it today because these are these like bucket list worthy destinations that every Wisconsinite and out of towner should see and experience. These are the kinds of places, and I get this all the time, where people are like, wow, I didn't know that was in Wisconsin. Like, yes, that's why it's a wonder of Wisconsin. And you can learn more at travelwisconsin.com/wonders.
Perfect. So tell us the wow-worthy moments at the Wonders of Wisconsin.
Well, you can visit two of the wonders of Wisconsin on a road trip along our western border. So you can start in Hudson to see a free-flowing wonder, which is the Willow River State Park. It's home of Willow Falls. It's a picturesque waterfall. It creates the sensory spectacle. It's the sights and sounds of water spilling over rocky shelves and dropping 45 feet. And you can get up close and personal. It's very cool. Or continue the journey by heading south from Hudson to Prescott. Now, this is where the Wisconsin Great River Road starts, mm-hmm. and I just love this part of Wisconsin. It's 250 miles of all-American road. You can stop in communities along the way and local eateries, unexpected attractions, and unique lodging. So one place you have to stop is Stockholm Pie. It was voted the number one pie shop in America,
wow.
the USA Today, 2 years in a row. Like, that's not a fluke.
That's great.
Real. And it is so good. Plus, when you hit La Crosse, then you can soak in some speechless views atop Granddad Bluff. This wonder of Wisconsin towers 500 feet above the city. You can peer out across the entire Mississippi River Valley, and you can see the city of La Crosse. It's just so fun.
It really is. I worked in La Crosse, and that is a beautiful, beautiful spot. How about the cosmic beauty in Walworth County? What's there?
This is so cool. History, science, and art colliding at Yerkes Observatory. It was built in 1897. It's a historic observatory. It's in Williams Bay, and it's so worth a visit, even just to see the building, which is an architectural masterpiece. But it's not only a wonder of Wisconsin, it is the birthplace of astrophysics. So you're going to be awed by the world's largest refracting telescope. It's huge. It's been described as, and this might be my favorite quote ever, goosebump-inducing tube of joy.
That's so fun.
So great. You can tour the property. You can learn more about Yerkes in fun, engaging, and approachable ways. And for something extra special, you can secure a spot in one of the exclusive night sky experiences where you get to explore the cosmos through the lens of the 64-foot-long Great Refracting Telescope. And while you're out there, treat yourself to a fine dining experience by making a reservation at Opus. This is in nearby Delavan. It's absolutely amazing, photo-worthy French and Asian-inspired cuisine.
That's awesome. We'll be there tomorrow. We'll be in Delavan.
Yeah, that's
something
right.
to stop at. And ocean-like views. That's awesome at Kohler Andre State Park Inn.
Yes, you can be transported to a land of surf and sand on a trip to Kohler Andre State Park. The Today Show actually featured it just recently. It's a state park just south of Sheboygan. It's a terrific family beach getaway kind of destination, and you're going to quickly discover why this Lake Michigan gem is a wonder of Wisconsin. Kohler Andre protects majestic sand dunes. It's miles of golden beach and forests of towering pine trees. You can hike the 2 mile dunes cordwalk, which is a very signature experience. The path kind of undulates up and down the sand dunes, and then it leads out to this wide sandy beach. And you can post up with your crew on the beach for the day before heading into Sheboygan. And there, grab a table at the expansive outdoor patio at Harry's Prohibition Bistro. So this is waterfront dining. You know how I love that.
Mm-hmm.
This establishment was 1920s ambiance alongside authentic Neapolitan-style pizza. And it's one of the few Wisconsin restaurants that's certified by an Italian organization as accredited pizza makers. And then for the night, you could settle into Sheboygan for the Watershed Hotel. It's a boutique stay, comfortable, pet-friendly. There's an outdoor pavilion overlooking the Sheboygan River.
Oh, I've stayed there. It's really nice.
You have?
Is it
really nice?
Yeah, with Murphy. It's fantastic.
Hey, Ann, we saw you at the state fair, and it's in the rearview mirror now. What was your favorite thing you ate at the fair?
I mean, I have to say cream puff was my favorite thing, and I never got the purple rain. Did you try it?
No, I didn't. You didn't either, huh? I wanted to.
I was looking for it, and there's just so much going on, and yeah. I missed it, but that was on my list.
for all kinds of stuff, information on our state, great resources. Check out travelwisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always so much fun to catch up with Ann. Always, always a good conversation. Great energy, by the way. Hey, a couple of wishes for those of you impacted by the historic rains, the 1,000-year flood of a week ago. Hope you get through everything. We're all pulling for you. Hope everything turns out all right. If you'd like more information on the show, it's really easy. Go to WTMJ.com. You can actually download old episodes of the show right there. Information on Wisconsin, it's TravelWisconsin.com. I'm John Mercure. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll catch you again next week for another edition of Experience Wisconsin.